State Examinations Commission, Leaving Certificate Applied 2009, Social Education, Section A, Oral Test. You will hear a recording of a report. This report focuses on the issue of cannabis, the most widely used illegal drug in Ireland. There are two parts to this report. After hearing each part of the report, you will be given time to answer the questions as instructed. First playing, you will hear the entire report. This will give you a general idea of what the report is about. Second playing, you will only hear part one. Listen carefully, as you will hear this only once. After this playing, you will be given time to answer questions 1 to 5. Third playing, you will only hear part 2. Again, listen carefully, as you will only hear this once. After this playing, you will be given time to answer questions 6 to 9. Fourth playing, you will hear the entire report. You should then answer question 10, which will be spoken on the recording, after which you will be given time to write your answer. You will now hear the full report. There is space for notes in your answer book.
My name is Jason and I'm 17. The first time I smoked cannabis, I was 14 years of age. I was curious and all my friends were trying it. I didn't want to be the odd one out. I enjoyed it. It made me feel giddy and funny and a part of the gang. I discovered that when I got stoned, I would just forget my troubles. They didn't go away, but they stopped hurting for a while. It was so easy and cheap to get. We used to pool our lunch money together and buy a few joints. At first, it was just the odd time, but pretty soon I was smoking cannabis most lunchtimes. It didn't bother me that I went back to school stoned, or sometimes didn't even bother to go back at all because I was smoking cannabis. I found it harder to concentrate. I regularly felt tired and had no interest. I found it harder to remember things. My teachers complained that I was careless with my schoolwork and that I paid little attention in class. They also complained that I had dropped out of the school soccer team. I was regularly coming home late. I was constantly secretive and lost interest in everything, even my appearance. This led to tension and arguments at home, but I didn't care. In order to pay for my own supply of cannabis, I started selling to others. One day I got caught by the guards, and this is what I believe saved me. My parents were gutted, and they contacted the community drug service. For the past 10 months, it has been providing counselling and ongoing support through group sessions. Next year, when I finish school, I hope to get an apprenticeship. Without drugs in my life, I can see a future with hope.
My name is Sandra Costello, and I have been working with the Community Drug Service for the past 3 years as a family support worker. The myth that cannabis is harmless needs to be shattered. It is true to say that experimentation with substances does not automatically lead to regular drug use. Some stop once their initial curiosity has been satisfied. However, recent research contradicts the idea that smoking cannabis is safe. It has shown that levels of tar and carbon monoxide from cannabis use can be 5 times more damaging than smoking tobacco. It has also been shown that long-term use of cannabis produces changes in the brain and may trigger schizophrenia or other psychotic illnesses, particularly where there is a family history of mental illness. Young people in particular who smoke cannabis are more vulnerable to problems such as memory loss, difficulty with thinking and problem-solving, loss of coordination, and anxiety. A report from the Health Research Board has shown that the number of new cases seeking treatment for cannabis use has risen steadily. that cannabis remains the most widely used illegal drug in Ireland. In most areas, use of the drug is highest among young adults. Men report higher rates of drug use than women. Call it pot, grass, weed, dope, or any one of nearly 200 other names, cannabis is, by far, the world's most commonly used illegal drug, and is far more dangerous than most users realise. When teenage cannabis use increases, and the age at which young people begin to experiment is getting younger, then there is just cause for alarm. So it is time we all woke up to the facts.
You will now hear part one of the report. Please read questions 1 to 5. You have 1 minute.
My name is Jason and I'm 17. The first time I smoked cannabis, I was 14 years of age. I was curious and all my friends were trying it. I didn't want to be the odd one out. I enjoyed it. It made me feel giddy and funny and a part of the gang. I discovered that when I got stoned, I would just forget my troubles. They didn't go away, but they stopped hurting for a while. It was so easy and cheap to get. We used to pool our lunch money together and buy a few joints. At first, it was just the odd time, but pretty soon I was smoking cannabis most lunchtimes. It didn't bother me that I went back to school stoned, or sometimes didn't even bother to go back at all because I was smoking cannabis. I found it harder to concentrate. I regularly felt tired and had no interest. I found it harder to remember things. My teachers complained that I was careless with my schoolwork and that I paid little attention in class. They also complained that I had dropped out of the school soccer team. I was regularly coming home late. I was constantly secretive and lost interest in everything, even my appearance. This led to tension and arguments at home, but I didn't care. In order to pay for my own supply of cannabis, I started selling to others. One day I got caught by the guards, and this is what I believe saved me. My parents were gutted, and they contacted the community drug service. For the past 10 months, it has been providing counselling and ongoing support through group sessions. Next year, when I finish school, I hope to get an apprenticeship. Without drugs in my life, I can see a future with hope.
Please answer questions 1 to 5 now. You have 10 minutes. You have 5 minutes left. You have 1 minute left. You will now hear part two of the report. Please read questions 6 to 9. You have 1 minute.
My name is Sandra Costello, and I have been working with the Community Drug Service for the past 3 years as a family support worker. The myth that cannabis is harmless needs to be shattered. It is true to say that experimentation with substances does not automatically lead to regular drug use. Some stop once their initial curiosity has been satisfied. However, recent research contradicts the idea that smoking cannabis is safe. It has shown that levels of tar and carbon monoxide from cannabis use can be 5 times more damaging than smoking tobacco. It has also been shown that long-term use of cannabis produces changes in the brain and may trigger schizophrenia or other psychotic illnesses, particularly where there is a family history of mental illness. Young people in particular who smoke cannabis are more vulnerable to problems such as memory loss, difficulty with thinking and problem-solving, loss of coordination, and anxiety. A report from the Health Research Board has shown that the number of new cases seeking treatment for cannabis use has risen steadily, that cannabis remains the most widely used illegal drug in Ireland. In most areas, use of the drug is highest among young adults. Men report higher rates of drug use than women. Call it pot, grass, weed, dope, or any one of nearly 200 other names. Cannabis is, by far, the world's most commonly used illegal drug, and is far more dangerous than most users realise. When teenage cannabis use increases, and the age at which young people begin to experiment is getting younger, then there is just cause for alarm. So it is time we all woke up to the facts.
Please answer questions 6 to 9 now. You will have 10 minutes. You have 5 minutes left. You have 1 minute left. You will now hear the entire report again. After this, you will hear a recording of question 10.
My name is Jason and I'm 17. The first time I smoked cannabis, I was 14 years of age. I was curious and all my friends were trying it. I didn't want to be the odd one out. I enjoyed it. It made me feel giddy and funny and a part of the gang. I discovered that when I got stoned, I would just forget my troubles. They didn't go away, but they stopped hurting for a while. It was so easy and cheap to get. We used to pool our lunch money together and buy a few joints. At first, it was just the odd time, but pretty soon I was smoking cannabis most lunchtimes. It didn't bother me that I went back to school stoned, or sometimes didn't even bother to go back at all because I was smoking cannabis. I found it harder to concentrate. I regularly felt tired and had no interest. I found it harder to remember things. My teachers complained that I was careless with my schoolwork and that I paid little attention in class. They also complained that I had dropped out of the school soccer team. I was regularly coming home late. I was constantly secretive and lost interest in everything, even my appearance. This led to tension and arguments at home, but I didn't care. In order to pay for my own supply of cannabis, I started selling to others. One day I got caught by the guards, and this is what I believe saved me. My parents were gutted, and they contacted the community drug service. For the past 10 months, it has been providing counselling and ongoing support through group sessions. Next year, when I finish school, I hope to get an apprenticeship. Without drugs in my life, I can see a future with hope.
My name is Sandra Costello, and I have been working with the Community Drug Service for the past 3 years as a family support worker. The myth that cannabis is harmless needs to be shattered. It is true to say that experimentation with substances does not automatically lead to regular drug use. Some stop once their initial curiosity has been satisfied. However, recent research contradicts the idea that smoking cannabis is safe. It has shown that levels of tar and carbon monoxide from cannabis use can be 5 times more damaging than smoking tobacco. It has also been shown that long-term use of cannabis produces changes in the brain and may trigger schizophrenia or other psychotic illnesses, particularly where there is a family history of mental illness. Young people in particular who smoke cannabis are more vulnerable to problems such as memory loss, difficulty with thinking and problem solving, loss of coordination, and anxiety. A report from the Health Research Board has shown that the number of new cases seeking treatment for cannabis use has risen steadily, that cannabis remains the most widely used illegal drug in Ireland. In most areas, use of the drug is highest among young adults. Men report higher rates of drug use than women. Call it pot, grass, weed, dope, or any one of nearly 200 other names, cannabis is, by far, the world's most commonly used illegal drug, and is far more dangerous than most users realise. When teenage cannabis use increases, and the age at which young people begin to experiment is getting younger, then there is just cause for alarm. So it is time we all woke up to the facts.
You will now hear a recording of question 10. You will hear this question twice. Question 10. Explain how young people might be encouraged to avoid experimenting with drugs. Question 10. Explain how young people might be encouraged to avoid experimenting with drugs. You have 3 minutes from now to answer this question. You have 1 minute left. This completes Section A, Oral Test. Please proceed to Sections B and C of the examination.